Lula raises prospect of betting ban in Brazil. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has said he favors a national ban on online betting platforms, raising the prospect of a major shift in one of the world's fastest-growing gambling markets. The comments increase pressure on a sector estimated to generate more than $4 billion annually and could reshape how betting operates in Brazil if lawmakers act. Speaking in an interview with ICL Noticias, Lula described online gambling as a source of financial harm for many households. "If it is up to me, we close them," he said. "I am deeply worried about the indebtedness of the Brazilian people. If these platforms cause harm, why don't we end them? We are discussing this very seriously." Any move toward a ban would require congressional approval, where betting companies maintain political support. Lula acknowledged that legislative backing would be necessary, signaling that the debate is likely to unfold in parliament rather than through executive action alone. Growing scrutiny on a booming market. Brazil has emerged as one of the largest online betting markets globally since legalizing sports wagering in 2018 under former President Michel Temer. The current administration moved to formalize oversight in 2025, introducing regulations after blocking several operators the previous year. At the same time, the government has explored increasing taxes on betting companies, with proposals to raise tariffs above the current 12% of operator revenue. Officials argue that tighter controls are needed as betting expands rapidly across the country. Data published in March by a National Commerce and Services Confederation showed more than 80% of Brazilian families carry some level of debt, the highest figure recorded since 2010. Market analysts have linked part of that trend to the growth of online betting, although the extent of the connection remains debated. Industry pushback and political divide. Betting operators have supported regulation as a way to stabilize the market but have warned against steep tax increases or restrictive policies. Industry representatives argue that excessive costs could drive licensed operators out while offshore platforms continue serving Brazilian players without oversight or tax obligations. The sector is also deeply embedded in Brazilian sport. Betting companies sponsor most clubs in the country's top two football divisions, and high-profile players have appeared in marketing campaigns for both domestic and international brands. Religious groups and social campaigners have continued to criticize the industry, arguing that betting activity contributes to financial strain and social harm. Those concerns have gained traction as policymakers weigh whether current regulations are sufficient. Policy path remains uncertain. While Lula's remarks mark one of the clearest signals yet of support for a ban, the path forward remains uncertain. Lawmakers will need to decide whether to pursue a full prohibition, adjust the regulatory framework, or increase taxation on operators. The debate is likely to intensify in the coming months as Brazil balances the economic value of a growing betting market against mounting concerns over consumer protection and financial risk.